Good evening and welcome to Fossil Records on CJSW 90.9 FM, broadcasting live from the University of Calgary campus and on Treaty 7 land. I'm Peter with you for the next hour, and we're going to look back at one of our charts from January 1996. Text me your 90s music memories at 403-220-3991. Mergent Law LLP is a supporter of CJSW and Fossil Records and trusted advisors to our artistic community. Whether you're working in film, TV, theater, music, or sports entertainment, they can help you navigate legal matters and protect your interests to focus on the project at hand. Their clients serve the entertainment industry in various ways, and Mergent takes great pride in preserving their intellectual property in circumstances unique to their line of work. Go to M-E-R-G-E-N, mergentlaw.com for more information. In music news, in January 96, on the 8th, Robert Hoskins was convicted of 5 charges of assault, stalking, and threatening to kill Madonna. On the 16th, Jamaican authorities opened fire on Jimmy Buffett's seaplane, Hemisphere Dancer, mistaking it for a drug trafficker's plane. U2 singer Bono and Island Records executive Chris Blackwell were also on the plane during the incident. Unfortunately, no one was injured. On the 18th, Lisa Marie Presley filed for a divorce from Michael Jackson. The two were wed in 1994. From the 19th to February 4th, we saw the Big Day Out Festival in Australia and New Zealand. It was headlined by Porno for Pyros and Rage Against the Machine. On the 25th, Madonna received death threats from Argentine Peronists, who were enraged and insulted that she was playing Eva Perón in Evita. The Billboard Hot 100 number one song all that month, One Sweet Day, that was Mariah Carey and Boys to Men. And on our charts, we heard from Père Ubu.
girlfriend's in a coma. I know it's serious.
Pretty sure, Doc, she's not going to come out of it. Okay, thanks.
Fossil Records, CGSW 90.9 FM, looking back at our charts from January 1996. And just there we heard Mojo Nixon. He calls himself the Anti-Morrissey. We heard his cover of Girlfriend in a Coma from Whereabouts Unknown. Mojo Nixon died from a cardiac event on February 7th, 2024, while aboard the Outlaw Country Cruise while docked in San Juan, Puerto Rico. He attended as a performer and host and was 66 years old. Girlfriend in a Coma was a cover of the Smiths' song with additional lyrics. Before that, Boss Hogg from a self-titled album. The song we heard was Sick. They're an American punk blues band, including the husband and wife duo of John Spencer and Christina Martinez, along with Jens Jurgensen, Hollis Queens, and Mickey Finn. The band achieved some notoriety, not only due to their abrasive sound, but more to Martinez's confrontational use of nudity on the band's record sleeves. And starting off our program tonight, Per Ubu with Beach Boys from Ray Gun Suitcase. After a string of slickly produced pop-oriented albums for major labels, Ray Gun's Suitcase saw Per Ubu back on an indie label and returning to the darker, more complex sonic landscape associated with their earlier work. In 2005, to celebrate Per Ubu's 30th anniversary, a director's cut was released with new mastering, alternative mixes, and two bonus tracks. All right, next up, some local and Canadian artists from January 1996 from Calgary. Here are the Primrods.
I'd like you to take a look at this gun. The balance is excellent. This trigger responds to a pressure of 1 ounce. This gun was handcrafted to my specifications, and I rarely draw it unless I mean to use it. Giddy up. Giddy up.
CJSW has just released a brand new hoodie to our online store.
How does it look?
Well, it's best experienced visually. Head to cjsw.com/store to take a look and start dressing in style.
Fossil Records, CJSW 90.9 FM, listening back to our charts from January 1996. And that there was Ford Pier with It Hurts When I Exhale from Meconium. Ford Pier is a Canadian singer-songwriter, but he was originally born in Boston, Massachusetts in 1970. His father was a professor of music. In addition to his solo albums, he's been a member of Junior Gone Wild, Show Business Giants, Rio Statics, DOA, as well as Roots Roundup. Before that, local band The Von Zippers with Out of Our Tree from Still No Name. Calgary Cassette Preservation Society said this is early Von Zippers, pre-name, and German Helmets, assumedly. Greg Kushner tells us that he made the shortlist for the band's keyboardist, and so Al Charlton passed him this great tape to practice to. Five songs, including a vocalist version of Megavolt. Greg says that the keyboard gig ended up going to Tom Bagley. Before that, another Calgary band, Curse of the Horseflesh with Long Tall Texan. That was from Burning Up the Jade. They were a surf grudge cowpunk band. Their members included Al Charlton, The Derelizer, T.O.V. Travis, and Tim Finnegan. And before that, it was The Primrods with Army Picnic, that from Kneecap. And Calgary Cassette Preservation Society says their favorite quote from a James Murtich article from the band: as far as I'm concerned, we're basically here in Calgary, Nowheresville, pretending to be a rock band, which everybody else is doing, so why not put out records? Because that's what you do when you're in a band. Genius. Likewise for Jane Murtich's description of the band as Captain Beefheart stripped of his rank. Starting or running a business is challenging enough without worrying about all the legal requirements. Whether you already own a business or planning to start or buy one, Mergen Law provides all the legal services you need to do it right. They have decades of experience helping businesses in Calgary and the province of Alberta with all their legal needs, and they can help you whether you're a startup or an established business. For an appointment, call 403-209-4988. Next up, I have three more for you from January 96. How about some Stereolab?
I've been told it's a fact of life, men have these. She came on like a storm from the blind side of a memory, soft and warm, but me seasick on the shore. She believed she could prove it was her world that I needed, but I left her for someone I wanted more. Always using clever words to hide the truth, communicating in the ignorance of youth. Still I believe that my illusions are realities. Within confusion I accept the consequences for my lack of innocence. She was wrong, sunshine bright, flaunting careless situations, guarded with always answering just because. Why cliche, I'm discreet, waking up from perfect dreaming when I realize I want what never was. Always using clever words to hide the truth, communicating in the ignorance of you. Still I believe that my illusions are realities. Within confusion I accept the consequences for my lack of innocence, yeah. Blind side of a memory, soft and warm, left me seasick on the shore. Yeah, she believed she could prove it was her world that I needed, but I left her for someone I wanted more. I wanted more. I wanted more.
Fossil Records, CGSW 90.9 FM, wrapping up our listen back to music from January 1996. Just there we heard Super Deluxe with She Came On, that from Famous. This band started in 1993 in Seattle, following in the footsteps of the Posies and the Goo Goo Dolls, soon becoming a fixture in the Northwest music scene. Warner Brothers Revolution label signed the band, releasing their first album, Famous, to critical acclaim. The first single, She Came On, was named Power Pop Record of the Year by Melody Maker and was featured in the movies Kingpin and Marvin's Room. Before that, it was Sparkle Horse with Sad and Beautiful World. That was from Viva Dixie's Submarine Transmission Plot. Please be kind to your DJs and don't make such long album titles. In the late 1980s, Mark Linkous, the guitarist and singer for the LA band The Dancing Hoods, he relocated to Richmond, Virginia in an attempt to kick his drug addiction and make a fresh start. The album was largely recorded with musicians from Cracker, for which Linkous worked at times as a guitar tech, roadie, and sometimes collaborator. Most of this album was produced and recorded with Cracker's David Lowry under the pseudonym David Charles. And start of our set, it was Stereolab French Disco from Refried Ectoplasm. This was released in July 95 and was a compilation by Stereolab of singles and rarities. AllMusic gave the album a 4.5 out of 5 rating, stating that the album is a far more than a mere oddities collection. More than any other album, Refried Ectoplasm charts Stereolab's astonishing musical growth between those 3 years and offers several definitive songs, including Lo Boob Oscillator, French Disco, and John Cage, Bubblegum. When you're working in film, TV, theater, music, or sports entertainment, you have unique circumstances that require an experienced law firm. Mergen Law has in-depth experience in media law and understands how to protect you and your career. They are committed to answering your questions without all the confusing legal jargon. Visit mergenlaw.com. Please join me next week. We're going to look back at one of our charts from January 1997. For the rest of the program, great new music from our chart list. Here's a new release from Calgary's Sun Glaciers. New music on Fossil Records, CJSW 90.9 FM. We just heard Canadian band Parlor Panther, the new song OMG, that is from Bloom. And before that, Sun Glaciers have a great new record out called Regular Nature, and we heard their song I Remember the Days. We have two more for you, another local band called Bluffing with Fragile Ego, that is from the new record People Pleaser, and we'll finish off tonight with Lamniforms with Prayer of the Open Plain. That is from The Lonely Atom. Please join me next week with music from January 1997. At the top of the hour, Christine is back with 2 hours of the Nocturne Table, 2 hours of the best variety choral music you will not hear anywhere else. I'm Peter. Thank you for listening. The Nocturne Table with Christine is coming right up.
You're tuned in to CJSW.